And welcome to Wonderful World of Disney. I'm Allison, or TheaterBound31, whatever, and you all know that already, so I don't know why I'm introducing myself, but I'm in a really hyper mood. It's immunity for round six, and sadly, Audrey could not be here, and she most likely will not be here tomorrow. She had a few difficulties with her laptop and doesn't have the charger for it. So she can't use it. So she's not here with me, but I found someone who offered to be awesome and stuff. I don't know. But some of you might know her if you do fandoming stuff on YouTube. Other than that, you won't know her from VH because she's not on VH. It's my friend Jennifer.
Hi,
Jennifer. Yeah, so she's my bestest friend, and she's on YouTube, so that's where, if you guys do fandom stuff, you might know her. Jen.
Hey.
It was the creepiest laugh ever. All right. So, I'm Hyper. She's going to help me judging this immunity episode because she offered and because it was like nobody else. And so I was like, Jen! So this is immunity, and the theme this week was Tim Burton's Disney movies. I really don't remember all the Tim Burton movies, but you guys only submitted them from the two movies that I knew, so I was okay with that. But the one I've actually never seen. Actually, yeah. I actually haven't seen the Alice in Wonderland one. Isn't that weird? I'm obsessed with Alice,
really,
but I haven't seen the live action one. I just think it'll ruin the original one for me. Like, I just don't want it to ruin it. You're so quiet.
What?
You can talk.
Well, it's just this movie. It's really good. It's just the one's good. Yeah! Awesomeness!
Oh my god, okay.
Okay.
So, we're just gonna start this now. First up for the immunity is Temporary Butterfly!
Woohoo!
So, her, which is gonna sound creepy, Temp, but Jennifer knows who you are.
She knows me too, don't worry.
It's because of YouTube.
She knows me too.
Oh, you both know each other. Oh, well, hello.
Small world.
Shut up. We don't need to bring that into this conversation. So, first up, a Temporary Butterfly. Her scene is from the live-action Alice in Wonderland. Her scene is Mad Hatter and Alice. And it's a very interesting scene. Yeah, so we're just gonna listen to it now. And so here is Temporary Butterfly.
'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All the mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Sorry, what was that? What was what? The Jabberwock with eyes aflame, jaws that bite and claws that catch. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. It's all about you, you know. I'm not slaying anything. I don't slay, so put it out of your mind. Mind? Wait! You can't leave me here! You don't slay. Do you have any idea what the Red Queen has done? You don't slay. I couldn't if I wanted to. You're not the same as you were before. You were much more... muchier. You've lost your muchness. My... muchness? In... there.
Okay, we're back. That was Temporary Butterfly with her scene. And I will go first, because I usually go first anyways, but I don't want to make Jen What?
Because you're special.
Are you special? But, no, I usually go first, and Audrey and I switch on and off going first. Mm. But, I'm going to go first so it doesn't make Jen feel like, oh my god, what do I do? But, yeah. Don't you like my voice
not,
for you?
I like that.
okay. So, I'll go first. Temp, your Scottish accent made me laugh, like, so much. Because I know Audrey was like, oh my god, I want someone to do this scene. And Temp automatically was like, I'll do it. But your Scottish accent made me crack up. And I couldn't stop thinking about, because I saw the previews the other day when I went to see Beauty and the Beast. Whenever I see the trailer for Brave now, I automatically think Temp. Because of the Scottish accent, which now makes it, like, official that I think of you all the time. But because there was a joke we made one time in the podcast, that we did the questionnaire thing, because she's a redhead, if you didn't know that. But, so I kept thinking of Brave, the girl from it, for Temp, so. But yeah, it made me laugh. I really, really liked all the energy you put into this, especially as the Mad Hatter. There were a few times where Alice kind of had a Scottish accent. It was, like, mixed in there a little bit, like, at the very beginning when she's, one of her lines, she still kind of had the Scottish accent. So that was what, that was, like, the only thing I thought could be changed, and other than that, the scene really made me laugh. I thought it was funny. It made me laugh, yeah.
Aww.
Do you want to go now, Jen? It's your turn.
Okay.
Oh, I'm about to fall out of my chair.
Don't fail. Don't fall.
Don't fail.
Anyways, okay. So, I don't want to sound creepy.
Kev will not think it's creepy.
Well, first of all, Mad Hatter. I like the emotions you put in it. Like Allison said, like the Scottish accent. And that sounds, I think it sounds kind of pretty cool. I can't talk right now, sorry. And I like the emotion you put into it. And it's kind of sound creepy, but I think your Mad Hatter sounds kind of sexy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. It's not kind of creepy, but it kind of did. Like your Scottish accent sounds kind of like legit. I don't know, it just sounds cool. Don't judge me.
So, Temp, you have a person that now thinks you're sexy.
Then, Alice, yeah, like Allison said earlier, like, a little voice in, but it sounds very mature, and, like, you sound really cute, I think. I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, I think you did pretty good. I just, you're Mad Hatter. I loved it.
Oh my god, the next video you're getting from me is going to have the Mad Hatter in it, you know that. No, I'm talking to you, Jen. The next video you get from me is gonna have the Mad Hatter in it. He's just gonna pop out of nowhere.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll move on now.
Please.
Next up is Melly. Yay, Melly. Right. Her scene was actually kind of interesting. She did not do a scene, but rather she did a song. She did Sally's song.
Ooh.
And made it into a monologue. Ooh. Which I thought was pretty cool. But so here is Melly.
I sense there's something in the wind that it just seems like tragedy's at hand, and though I'd like to stand by him, I just can't shake this feeling that I have that the worst is just around the bend. What will become of him, my dear friend? Where will his actions lead us, and then, does he even notice my feelings for him? I'm really see how much he means to me. Will we ever end up together? No. I think not. You know, I'm not the one. I'm not the one.
And that was Melly with her awesome little theme. So I'll go first. Melly, I really, really liked your idea. Like, that was really clever. I thought it was cool. Like, I started listening to it and I was totally confused. I was like, I don't know this part. And then I realized that it was the song after like 10 seconds into it. But I really, really liked your idea. I thought you got the emotions across really well. There were just a few parts that I thought the emotions could have been, like, not portrayed a little differently, but just changed a little. But I really did like your emotion in this, and I thought you did really well with this. I really liked it.
Jennifer!
Okay. First of all, what an amazing idea. I never thought, like, if I would just like this before, I could never think of this way. Like, you know, like, anyways, I seriously almost cried. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't get emotional, like, I did. I was like, oh, yeah. So I kind of, like, I'm seriously crying. Anyways, yeah, it's just, you know, very emotional, and, you know, I loved it a lot, and it was really, yeah, it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I loved it. Clever job.
So, next up, last but not least, is Dirksies. And her scene is also from the Alice in Wonderland movie. As I said earlier, I've never seen the Alice in Wonderland movie, so I really don't know who, I think it's Alice that is her, who she's being, because it's a British accent, and she says Alice once. She says, come on, Alice. So I don't know if it was Alice speaking or not. But I'm guessing you've seen it. So maybe you'll remember. I don't know.
I've seen it once or twice. So
maybe you'll remember. I don't know. But anyway, here is Dirksies with her Alice in Wonderland scene.
Sometimes I believe as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. 6 impossible things. Come on, Alice. 1. There's a potion that can make you shrink. 2. And a cake that can make you grow. 3. Animals can talk. 4. 4, Alice. Cat can disappear. 5. There's a place called Wonderland. 6. And I can slay the Jabberwocky.
Alright, and that was Dirksies with her scene from Alice in Wonderland, who neither of us are really sure which character it was, because I've never seen it, and she can't remember.
I think it's the Mad Hatter. I'm not really sure, but
I was thinking Alice, but I don't know.
I remember the Jabberwocky part was Mad Hatter, so yeah.
Don't know. But anywho, Dirksies. I really like this. I really, really liked your accent that you put on it, and I really, really loved your emotion and energy in this. Like, the character, excuse me, was trying to, like, remember things quickly, and I thought you did a really good job with the emotion and, like, portraying that and with the character and everything. And I thought you did a really good job with this. I really like this.
Jennifer. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Dirksy? Yeah?
Dirksy.
Okay.
I call her Dory.
Aw.
Because she reminds me every single scene, which obviously except for this one, because, you know, she had an accent. She always reminds me of Dory. She sounds like Dory to me. I don't know why.
From Nemo?
Yeah, from Finding Nemo. What other Dory do you know?
Well, she's so cute. I love Dory.
Just yeah.
Keep swimming. Just keep swimming. You know? Anyway. Anyway, okay. Dirksy. Okay. Like Alison said, like, I like the way you, like, you inform the character. Like, I don't explain this, but, like,
the way you tell other characters to inform them, like, give them details and stuff. And your accent's pretty good, actually. I forgot to sing, but I think, I don't know, but accent, pretty awesome. And, yeah, just, you know, it's very cool, and I think, yeah, I think you did a pretty good job with it. Sorry, not really, But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So, those are our three entries for the immunity.
Good job, everyone.
So, Jen and I are going to go decide on the final scores, and then we will come back and tell you who has gotten the immunity for round six. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we will be right back. And we are back. Yes, that was really quick. Actually, for us, it was like 5 minutes, but for you, it's only half a second. So, yeah. So, Jen and I figured out scores, and we put them together and all that stuff like Andre and I usually do, and we have decided on a winner of the immunity. And it was, like, really close, you guys.
Like super close.
It was a point difference. It was 1 point difference.
You guys were all fabulous, by the way. It was really hard to pick, but, yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Alyssa. Sorry about that.
So, the person that gets immunity for round six and cannot be eliminated, they and their partner cannot be eliminated in the main round, is Dirksies! Woo!
Yay!
Yay, Dirksies! So, this main round, you and your partner cannot be eliminated, which means you will automatically, obviously, well, since you're not going to be eliminated, you'll obviously be going the next round. And the next round for you guys, starting next round, contestants will no longer be performing in pairs. You will all be on your own.
Ooh.
They've been in pairs ever since the show began.
Mm.
Well, except for the first round, they were in groups of four.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you guys are all going to be on your own now. After the round tomorrow. So, yeah. But we'll talk more about the stuff that's happening later on the episode tomorrow. So, yeah. That was the episode for today. The immunity episode. I can't speak. That was the immunity episode. Yay. I'm hyper. Woo. Somebody's talking to me.
Me?
Oh, no. I meant messaging. Sorry, whatever. But yeah. So thank you all for listening to the immunity, and I will be recording the main round tomorrow with somebody else, unless Audrey magically gets her charger tomorrow before we record. But she said that's highly unlikely. So I will be back tomorrow with the main round. Thank you to Jen for helping guest judge.
Yay!
Because she's awesome.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you all for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.